From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. In time for Memorial Day, the California Highway Patrol ramping up its summer efforts by conducting a maximum enforcement period. Seatbelt usage, the focus of the MEP, running from 6 p.m. on Friday to midnight on Monday. During the MEP, officers will educate drivers and enforce traffic safety laws throughout the state, ensuring a safe holiday. Officers also will be watching for distracted drivers and those who are impaired by drugs or alcohol. About 70% of the vehicle occupants who died in the CHP jurisdiction in the 2016 and 2017 Memorial Day MEPs were not wearing seatbelts. Also, officials encouraging water enthusiasts to take extra precautions during the springtime on or near rivers. Relatively full waterways will contribute to rise as snow melts and will be dangerously cold. Simple actions like knowing the water, knowing your limits, wearing a life jacket, or not entering the water when conditions are deemed unsafe can save a life. Last spring, California's rivers were also full and running high, fast and cold. Another important fact, the temperature of rivers during spring. Average swimming pool temperature runs about 80 degrees. In contrast, swift water from snowmelt can be as cold as 40 degrees, triggering shock, paralysis, and drowning. Well, the first cruise ship to dock in Humboldt County in several years did so early Tuesday morning. The Silver Explorer arrived at the Schneider Dock and let out more than 200 passengers who started up tours of the region. Some got into vans and took part in a guided hike. Others traveled to Old Town Eureka, and others still took guided group hikes through the Redwoods. Three larger cruise ships who were scheduled to dock here next year have canceled. Other ships are concerned about the potentially rough waters that come with the territory here. Well, the Old Growth New Adventures Sequoia Park Re-envisioning Community Workshop number 2, happening on Saturday, June 9th, takes place from 10 a.m. to noon at Washington Elementary School. The city looking to make the park more inclusive, diversify the experience there, enhance the play area, upgrade the trail system, and provide more gathering space. Well, the 50th annual Kinetic Sculpture Race and 47th anniversary of the Kinetic Grand Championship happens in Ferndale between 10 a.m. and noon on Saturday. People-powered sculptures traverse land, sand, and water to travel from the Arcata Plaza with a noon start to the finish line in the Victorian village of Ferndale. Final awards ceremony at Ferndale's Fireman's Hall beginning around 5:30 in the afternoon. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.